This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In Surah As-Sajda, Allah told us about the children of Israel that He made from them a'immah. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ a'immah. We made from them leaders. يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا. That they are guiding through our command. Meaning that they were rightfully guided in themselves, and then they were guiding others. What did they do to reach the level of being rightfully guided and then guiding others? Allah mentioned in the verse itself two characteristics, two qualities. لَمَّا صَبَرُوا, when they had patience. وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ, and they had with our ayat, our signs and our verses, they had yaqeen, they had certainty. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we reflect and make some tadabbur, when He says, يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا, that they are guiding through our command, this shows us that true guidance can only be obtained when we follow the commands of Allah, not the opinions of men. I think this way, you think that way, I see it this way, you see that way. It has to be the command of Allah. And when Allah says, لَمَّا صَبْرُ, when they were patient, this, and the scholars of tafsir, they said that they were patient when it came to holding on to their religion. They were patient when they faced trials and tribulation. They were patient when it came to the issue of the dunya, that they weren't distracted, that it didn't impact them, didn't affect them, didn't make them go astray. They were patient. And Ali radiallahu anhu, he said that the sabr to iman, it's like the head to the body. And this verse teaches us that they only became leaders after they faced many trials and tribulations, which reminds us the outcome. And we might go through difficulties, but the outcome can be something that is fantastic, that's amazing, because we had the sabr as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to. And at the times of difficulties, this is when a true leader steps up to serve his people and to serve his ummah. وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ, and with our ayat, our signs, our revelation, that they had yaqeen. How can we reach the level of yaqeen? First of all, through our iman, and then through knowledge, and then through acting upon it. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he said, بِالْإِيمَانِ وَالْيَقِينِ تَنَالُ الْإِمَامَ فِي الدِّينِ, that with iman and yaqeen that you reach the high levels of the deen.